you're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have with us on the line an inventor of a new product called the Thunder Shirt, Phil Blizzard. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Phil, I was very amazed to read the publicity about the Thunder Shirt and the fact that your background came from being a Ford engineer to inventing a shirt for dogs that might be afraid of fireworks or a thunderstorm. It seems like an odd journey. Can you explain how you went from making cars to making thunder shirts?
It definitely wasn't a planned out career path, but I came to this idea through personal necessity. My own dog suffers from fear of thunder and fireworks, and she's about 12 years old now, but she suffered from that since she was a puppy. And we were looking for solutions, going to veterinarians and dog trainers, and none of the traditional solutions were working. And it was a real problem, not just for the dog. She'd pant and shake and just be very upset during the storms, but if it was a nighttime storm, I'd wake up with a 50-pound dog standing on my chest.
What breed of dog is it?
It's a mixed breed. It's a half golden, half poodle.
Oh my! That must be well, at least good cause. Especially no matter what, a dog jumping out in the middle of the night could be a little hazardous.
So we were going through a lot of different things, and someone suggested putting a pressure wrap on the dog, which is what a thunder shirt is. It applies gentle, constant pressure around the torso of the dog. And as you mentioned, I'm an engineer by background. I was very skeptical that this would work, but we did a quick version at home with an old T-shirt and some packing tape, and she looked god-awful, but it was like flipping a switch.
I'll be darned. And did you save that prototype?
Well, it kind of got cut up and we had to take it off.
So exactly, Phil, can you explain why that concept worked? I mean, what is it about the pressure on the dog that changes the psychology, if you can even understand it?
There's not good science to show exactly what's going on, but we've spoken to a lot of anxiety experts over the past year. Some people are familiar with Dr. Temple Grandin and the work she's done with people with autism. She had a big HBO special out not too long ago that won some awards. But people with autism suffer from persistent anxiety, and she determined that applying pressure actually relieves their anxiety. So thousands of them use these pressure shirts. And swaddling an infant is something a lot of people are familiar with as well. When you have an inconsolable a newborn, if you just wrap them tightly in a blanket, they will often calm down.
Okay, and so you noticed that this effect was taking place with your dog, and what made you take it from there? I mean, did the light bulb just go off that, wow, if it's happening to me, I bet it's happening in a million other places, so let's make a million of these things? Is that how it worked?
Well, not quite that straight of a line. I mean, first of all, when it first worked, we were just like, you know, what was wrong with our veterinarians and dog trainers? They didn't tell us that something as simple as this would solve our problem after spending all this money on training and drugs. So it was just, why aren't people aware of this? And then when we learned that it's a very common problem, literally millions of dogs across the country suffer from fear of thunder and fireworks alone. And if you add other anxiety problems to the mix, I mean, it's just that there's a lot of dogs out there suffering, a lot of owners out there that are spending a lot of money on destroyed furniture and medical bills and trying to train through these issues. And worst of all, a lot of these dogs end up in shelters and rescue groups.
Wow.
So,
wow.
When we just started looking, I was like, well, someone needs to figure out a way to make people aware that there is an easy, inexpensive solution to try for these dogs.
We're talking this morning with Phil Blizzard, the inventor of the Thunder Shirt. Phil, when it comes to these shirts, where are these products available? Do they have to go to the website, or are you in retail distribution at this point?
The easiest way to learn a little more about it is definitely go to thundershirt.com. But we're also in over 800 retail stores across the country now and doing very well through that, and also through thousands of veterinarians and trainers.
Okay, and when it comes to them, do they come in a variety of sizes and colors? I mean, how fashionable are we getting with these animals?
Well, we started out with the old Ford mantra, which is you can have any color as long as it's gray. But we quickly had a lot of customers asking for something that's a little more stylish for those people that like dressing their dogs. So we have a blue rugby version and a pink rugby version as well. But they come in seven different sizes. Hmm. We can cover little 3-pound Chihuahuas on up to 200-pound St. Bernards.
Now are you based out of Michigan, or where are you based out of?
We're actually down in Durham, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I figured with the Ford connection, who knows? Maybe we had some Michigan activity, but at least it's here in the USA. And where are they manufactured?
Unfortunately, they're manufactured overseas. It's very difficult to do these types of cut-and-sew products in the States anymore.
And keep it affordable actually can get the product out there. I suppose your biggest limitation is just getting the word out there and letting people know about it. There's probably lots of dogs shuddering in the corner needlessly, correct?
Absolutely, and it's just a $36 product, and that's why I'm saying there's a money-back guarantee. We see over an 80% success rate. It really is the least expensive, safest thing you can try. Dogs really do like wearing these in general. We get a lot of feedback from owners saying that when a thunderstorm starts to roll in, their dogs will literally go stand by where they store their thundershirt.
Well, I'm going to be down at the Chicago Backer Trade Show coming up here for the pet trade, and I'm anxious to see this product and anxious to bring these products into our store. So, you know, hopefully here in Lansing, I don't know where else they might be available in Lansing, but I know that we'll have them at Proust Pets. It just is going to take us a couple weeks to get there, I guess.
Fantastic.
Well, and Phil, my question is, do you foresee the day where all of a sudden they're going to be like Letterman jackets that the high school kids wear, where it'll have the letters on there and have the name across the back and really inspire this to become a product that people put on their animals as a fashion statement as much as for its practical application?
There is definitely that, but there are just so many practical applications for this, as you mentioned. I mean, the noise anxiety is for sure, separation anxiety, problem barking is a big one that we've seen some great results with, because that's often a symptom of anxiety.
Well, Phil, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing with us this great invention. And as someone who has had a 45-pound dog on his chest during one of these storms, I want to thank you on behalf of the pet owners that can use this product. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to go through and continue our discussion with Robbie Timmons, who's going to be retiring from Channel 7 in Detroit, right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.